You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
1 minute in front of 6 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Shit Out of with Cappy. The LA Afternoon Drive Takeover. Don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, Lakers Talk with Slee. So we'll keep the Lakers reaction on a Michelob Ultra reaction Tuesday. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. It is time for What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away for this, Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, so I will try and stretch this out a little bit while we wait for George to return from getting his water. Did you guys see this anonymous NBA player poll that The Athletic does every year? Because I found it extremely interesting, especially the fact that NBA players consider Rudy Gobert the league's most overrated player. And they also said that Victor Wembanyama is the top defender. And the other thing I found very interesting is that Michael Jordan is just narrowly percentage points ahead of LeBron in the all-time great in the players' poll.
I also noticed that on the coaches' poll, they asked who the coach they least want to play for.
Yep.
Darvin Ham was not on the list, Laker fans.
I was going to say, who's that?
Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that notorious for playing guys many, many, many minutes. You know what I mean? So, but look at that. Take that. Sending you all to Terminal H.
Well, I mean, the players are probably like, I'd love to play for Darvin Ham. I mean, I don't have to really like learn an offense or a defense. I just go out there and ball.
Okay.
I mean, that's what AD said.
To you, Cappy?
That's what AD said, right?
We don't want to smoke, and we ain't ducking no fade.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't even know what we're doing out there. I mean, we get late into games, crunch time, and we don't know what we're doing on this end of the floor. We don't know what we're doing on that end of the floor. We don't know what the hell's going on out there.
By the way, real quick, one more what you need to know. I was scrolling on Twitter just a few moments ago, and I saw the Jets sent out a thank you tweet to Zach Wilson.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no.
Get out of here.
And it was thank you, Zach. And it's like, no, you're not thanking him. You guys hated him.
Right. You're thanking him for leaving.
Yeah. You hated him. Like, from the second he was there, you realize, oh, what a disaster this pick was at number two. I just thought it was funny when they did that. But anyway.
Totally flew under the radar with everything going on with the Lakers over the past 2 days. This whole trade that happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah, Zach Wilson. I don't think he's – I mean, Jared Stidham is actually going to be the starter, I think.
You know, I'm looking at the circle of trust right now, and I see a guy like Robert Wilkins. And I know Robert
Wilkins. I love Robert Wilkins.
I do, too. I like Robert Wilkins a lot. Counselor, I always appreciate your feedback. Here's what he says. There's so much to criticize AD for from last night. His defense on the final play is pretty low on the list. You guys are missing what I'm trying to say to you. All I'm saying is that when you complain in the media that you're the best defensive player
and then
in the league,
the game comes down to one play potentially,
right,
for the game.
And you're the defender on a much smaller man. And listen, the kid made an incredible play.
Right.
The kid made an absolutely incredible play. I will give you that, okay? I'm not trying to knock Jamal Murray. What I'm saying is...
And he's very much an incredible player in clutch moments.
Right. What I'm saying is, though, is that AD was the defender. And it just was ironic that on the day that he was complaining to the media that he's the best defensive player in the league, he's offended he wasn't a finalist for the defensive player of the year, and moreover, the reason he wasn't is because he's a Laker and the league doesn't like him, you have a chance to make an incredible defensive stop, and you just didn't do it. And by the same token, the kid, Jamal Murray, he made a spectacular play. I'm only pointing out that on the same day, he complained about one thing and then got shot over. So everybody should just cool it.
Oh.
You hear that? Back off, sucker.
Cool it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get it, man. You're not from here, bro.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with that.
Oh, I thought that's what the deal was.
Yeah.
You don't get it, bro. You're not from here, bro.
You got no ball, dog.
Yeah. Well, so listen.
DeAndre. We know DeAndre knows ball.
DeAndre don't know no ball.
You don't know about no ball, man.
Man, you ain't know no ball, dog.
I did tell George today when we were talking about the game, I said, well, since I do not know the intricacies of the game like you do, can you explain blank to me?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of things we could talk about, right? Like, there's a lot of things that went wrong. Like, I wasn't texting you guys. I was taking notes from the game. And, like there are things that I'm looking back on my notes on my phone, right? LeBron shot, KCP fell, changed the math, wasn't getting a better look. MPJ shot off the scramble to tie was brutal for the Lakers.
What, am I supposed to understand your shorthand right now or what?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
if you followed the game, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, come on, man. These are your notes to you. This is
saying, you don't know who MPJ is?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh. I'm saying to you that,
who's
like,
MPJ?
The part
Michael
of
Porter
the...
G?
The
no, I got it.
You didn't have it. You didn't know. You asked a legitimate question because you didn't know.
No.
But the deal is that, what do you mean it changed the math?
When he fell, it changed the math. I don't think he was going to take that shot. And then KCP fell, and he's like, oh, crap. Now there's nobody near me within 15 feet. I'm not going to get a better shot, even though there's 16 seconds left on the clock. Like, I don't think we're going to get a better look than me wide open with nobody within 15 feet of me.
Okay, good explanation. See, I didn't get your shorthand. Maybe you should text me your notes. Let me take a look at them.
Yeah. You can just copy my notes, basically, is what you're saying?
Well, let me take a look at it. Let me see what you think.
Yeah. The Jalen from Monrovia went away from LeBron, AD, P&R, okay, pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers got tight.
He didn't think you knew what P&R meant.
And went away.
I thought it was profit and loss.
Profit and loss, that's P&L.
Oh, Ross.
You didn't think
profit
he knew,
Ross.
That's why you said pick and roll.
Profit and Ross.
Lakers got tight and went away from it. What else did I have here?
Let's hear more notes.
They were one shot short, and it wasn't just LBJ. Rui and Reeves missed wide open looks in the fourth, which
by
they
the way,
did.
Rui was horrible.
When the game was close, why were you still playing Jokic straight up? That's a great question. Why were they playing him straight up?
Did you just say that you wrote your own question? That was a great question.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Just making sure.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Rui was so bad. We've defended Rui. We've wanted more Rui. I mean, even Taurean Prince last night, in about, I don't know, 15 minutes less playing time, scored more points than Rui.
Cappy,
I mean,
you'd love this note. This is my last one.
Yeah.
You got good games from your guys. Played as well as you probably could play against them. Blew a 20-point lead and are blaming the officials, ? Come on, man.
See, now I got all that. Yeah. That one I didn't really need interpretation. That one I actually got.
So the question is this. Let's say what you and I tend to believe is the inevitable, and Lindsay does not. Lindsay thinks they're still winning the series. DeAndre, do you believe they're winning the series?
I had them in six, but you know, after last night, there's no way.
Yeah, you got to stop listening to Nick Wright, is what I'm telling you. You know, I love Nick Wright, but you know.
Okay, but hold on, just one quick question for everybody in the room. Does anybody think that the Lakers will actually win one game?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they'll win one game.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
we have a no from Christopher.
Yeah, I mean, he may be right, but I
think
they'll win one.
We have a yes from Lindsay, but Lindsay thinks they're actually going to win four of the next five.
They can. I think
I mean, if they're going to win a game, they better win the next one. Because let me tell you something. There's going to be a lot of pissed off media people if they win game four and you have to get on a damn plane to go to Denver for one game.
Right. Let me tell you something right now. If they are getting beaten up in game three, because do you remember the point in the game? I think it was in the first half. Did LeBron like dislocate a thumb or something and kind of pop it back in? Do you remember that at all? Could you imagine if they're getting beat up and in the fourth quarter LeBron sits, he's like, my ankle, my thumb, I just don't feel right. And then he knows that it's inevitable, and then he goes, game four, what the hell, I don't even need to play. You guys get out there and take the
beat. I don't think he would do that. I remember last year he played that incredible half in game four, and then he just, that's it. The switch, he couldn't flip the switch in the second half.
Switch.
He couldn't flip the switch last year. I was going to flip the switch this year.
Yeah, so the vice president of the Handsome Bay community tweets in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, yo, Sedano, who is the pass player comp to playoff Murray? Tony Parker, Clyde Drexler. It's fascinating you put those two guys, particularly the first guy. When he hit that shot, the guy I thought of was Tony Parker. Because I've seen Tony Parker. He's bigger than Tony Parker. But that's the shot that I think of when I think of Tony Parker. You know, drive, jab, step, fade away, you know, jumper in like some big man's eye. And honestly, when Murray on a couple of possessions before, I had like a flashback actually. Because in the
an acid flashback? What do you mean?
No, like a basketball flashback.
Oh, gotcha. Keep going.
In the series LeBron beat the Spurs, in the Ray Allen game, okay, after Ray Allen hit a shot, people don't realize that the next possession, the Spurs ran the ball off the left baseline with Tony Parker trying to get a quick playoff to a quick shot off. And then, you know, they sent before, it, you know, they were able to try to send it into overtime or at least go maybe go ahead. And Jamal Murray did the exact same thing maybe two possessions before his game winner. And LeBron ended up fouling him, whereas, you know, back in 2013, LeBron was able to contest Tony Parker's shot to the point where Parker couldn't hit the shot. But that, to your point, Cappy and Chris, age catches up with everyone at some point.
They were complaining about that call, too. You know, like,
he was complaining about that one. He fouled him on that one. Like, he did. He fouled him. He hit him below the waist, and he jarred him. Like, there's no doubt that he fouled him.
You don't agree, DeAndre?
No, I agree with Sedona. Like, he fouled him.
Yeah. Okay. He got him below the body.
Okay.
You know, on the lower body. He did.
Make sure, man. I mean, you got to let us know if you know ball or not.
He knows ball, dog.
I don't know. I got to know if he knows ball.
You know ATL?
ATL Atlanta? Yeah, Atlanta. No, ATL.
Not ATL.
Not the dirty, dirty, but the ATL.
The ATL, huh?
Yeah, are we going to run an ATO here?
I think we should run an ATO. Wait, now would be an appropriate time for an ATO.
When George referenced earlier, the ATO.
Cap, you know what ATO means in basketball?
Another thought over there?
Another timeout.
What?
Another timeout.
After timeout.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You're
baseball.
Close, though.
Lindsay,
close.
Basketball. Come on, basketball.
I don't know ball.
So the...
you don't know ball.
I don't
so,
know
Cappy, if the inevitability happens,
yeah,
I think there's a lot of questions about this team. Like, from the coach, I think even the front office has to... They have to take a hard look. Like, Jeannie Buss has a lot of questions to have to try to ask herself and whoever is going to be in the brain trust to make these ultimate decisions. And I don't think it's just the players. I think the coaching staff needs to be looked at. And if you are going to keep Darvin Ham, like there are reports out there that
I
say
know,
that
I
that's the case,
that.
Mm-hmm. Then you absolutely need to upgrade his staff. There is no questions about that.
All right, listen, if you're Jeannie Buss, here's the thing. You know, listen, your dad, the way Dr. Buss did things were vastly different than the way things are going today. And, you know, you want to be glitz and glamour and star power and all this other kind of stuff. But here's the thing. You know, Dr. Buss had Jerry West. He had one of the great basketball minds in the history of the game. He then got, you know, they were very lucky, obviously, that Pat Riley became a great coach. And by the way, it was a very different era where coaches coached. Okay, and I'm not saying that there weren't superstars and egos and guys wanting to do it their own way. But coaches coached, okay? You had a great basketball mind in the guy who developed and built the roster, and then you had a great coach, okay? And you had an owner that really let these guys do their thing. I think for Jeannie, and I know she doesn't want to hear it, but I'm just going to be honest about it. You know, the thing about Rob Pelinka is it's the nostalgia. It's the relationship to Kobe. It's what Kobe meant to the organization. It's what Kobe meant to the city. And the relationship that Pelinka had with Kobe, in my opinion, is why he gets all this extra consideration. Moreover, when it comes to Darvin Ham, look, the question you have to ask yourself is this. Is LeBron going to be part of the future? If LeBron is part of the future and everything you're planning on doing is taking that one more big swing to let LeBron finish with a championship, well, then guess what? There needs to be a coach who can coach and a coach who can be respected and a coach who has the kind of experience that all the players go, we want to follow this guy. So you're right, George. They got to look at the GM. They got to look at the head coach.
Yeah.
And probably most importantly, they got to think about what the future of LeBron James in this franchise is.
And at the end, I don't think they'll do any of that. And Darvin Ham will come back, and they'll run it back one more year at least with LeBron, maybe even give him a new deal, and that's it.
Well,
maybe,
you know why that is?
Maybe get a third option and play that game all over again where they ship half the team out and blow it up yet again, but I don't think they're going to look at a new head coach.
Well,
I don't think Rob Pelinka is in danger at all.
Yeah,
and here's what another thing that I would say. Okay, I feel like, you know, I use the phrase Lakers exceptionalism a lot, right? And it's a lot of, like, you know, and a lot of that leans towards their past, to which you referred to just a moment ago, Cappy. And that used to mean, like, hey, the exceptionalism part is the expectation, is that the demand as a Laker is that you need to be exceptional, and exude that exceptionalism. And now it feels like the organization just expects that it should be exceptional because they're the Lakers.
Exactly. And all due respect to Lindsay, and I love her to death,
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And but I mean that from like the players too. Right. Like I'm not saying
but there are people out there, and I think a lot of the Lakers executives are these people, which is okay. They're in the LeBron business. They believe that somehow it'll be different with LeBron next year.
Right.
He'll get back to what we thought of 8 years ago at this point.
I don't think people think that anymore.
Well, you just had a great line. The line was the LeBron business. The Lakers, Jeannie Buss as the owner of the Lakers, and the Lakers as an organization are in the LeBron business. LeBron, no matter what, 39, next year 40, he is still the biggest American sports star there is. And I know Caitlin Clark's making her run, but what I'm saying to you is that when you're in the LeBron business, you don't want to get out of the LeBron business. He's good for business, and that's why they're still in it.
Well, and here's what I would say, just to add to my point earlier about, like, you know, the Lakers, you know, exceptionalism being something that was expected and demanded of you to be exceptional. And now it's like the sense of, oh, we're the Lakers. We're automatically exceptional. And that's not the case. The league has caught up. You need to have, and I'm talking about from the top to the bottom, right? You need to have a robust, like, group in regards to making decisions. And that includes from a robust front office to a robust analytics department to all of it, right? Robust coaching staff, right? All the amenities that you need, right? And I'm not saying they don't have these amenities for the Lakers, but there are teams that have maybe passed them by. It's similar to like USC, Cappy, right? USC for a while, they just felt, after the Pete Carroll era, it just felt like, oh yeah, we're wearing the USC uniform. Of course we're going to be great. And that didn't happen after a while. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
And then the other programs start to pass them by. And I feel like we're slowly, that's happening here. And to your point, LeBron is 39. You have to balance two things. Like I understand you have a very finite amount of time to win a championship. And I'm sure they do want to do it with LeBron. And I do think that's why they kept those three picks for next season and didn't trade any picks this year. Well, A, Rob Pelinka did say they didn't have a dance partner. But B, I think it may work out for them because if they do indeed want to make one more push, whether it's DeJounte Murray they think is that player or Trae Young or Donovan Mitchell or whoever, they have the ammunition to try to get said player. And if that's the case, that's fine. But I am a big believer that if you're going to make that, if you're going to go after that guy next season, okay, whoever that guy is, any of those guys I named or maybe someone else, that person not only needs to be capable of being the second or third best player on a given night for the Los Angeles Lakers en route to winning a championship, but that said player also has to be the bridge player that when LeBron is gone can play with AD, who you've now signed long term, and can keep you competing for championships.
Yeah, you know what we should do? Let me tell you what we should do. You talked about having Lewis Riddick on the show tomorrow to talk about the NFL draft. Let me tell you who should come on tomorrow also is Kendrick Perkins. You see, Kendrick Perkins has been talking, especially in social media, and he was also, you know, talking about it today on ESPN. The way you build teams in the NBA, championship caliber teams today in the NBA, is not just about going and acquiring stars.
Agreed.
Okay?
You got to win in the margins.
Look at the Phoenix Suns and the mess that they are, really, honestly, right? And then take a look at what the Lakers have become, and then look at other teams. Look at teams like Boston and how they've drafted and cultivated.
Oh,
look at teams
wait.
Like Denver is the perfect example.
Denver, to your point, they drafted Jokic. I mean, nobody knew about Jokic in the second round. Fine, but he's a star, okay? You hit on that
Maybe it's luck. Maybe it's not. Tim Connelly was the general manager at the time. Whatever. Nonetheless, okay, they draft Michael Porter Jr., to your point. They draft Jamal Murray. Here's the other thing they did. They added Aaron Gordon. When they added Aaron Gordon was considered a bust, Cappy, because he was playing in Orlando, and he was miscast as the number one player on a bad Orlando team, okay? And then he comes to Denver, where he can be the third, maybe the fourth best player on a given night, and he makes them a championship-caliber team, and they make a smart free agent addition, right? They bring in a guy like KCP. Last year, they had Bruce Brown. They made some smart additions. To your point, it's you got to build through the draft. You got to have stars. If you have homegrown ones, it helps you more because you can go over the cap in those scenarios. And you have to be a team that wins in the margins, okay? Where you find players, diamonds in the roughs, smart free agent acquisitions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the Lakers have shown that in different stages that they can do that stuff, but they've yet to really put it all together outside of the 1 year they won the championship.
Yeah, I say get Big Perk on tomorrow. Let him come in here and give us
his Lindsay, text him, see if he can come on tomorrow.
I will. I was actually looking at the ESPN schedule to see if we can get him to stop by because I know he's going to be in
studio. Well, usually he's gone,
right,
though. Yeah,
right. But I know he's going to be here on Thursday, so we'll, you know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's on the phone, it's fine. Yeah. But
I mean,
like,
because we're going to be at Hennessy's in Hermosa on Thursday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so tomorrow's the day.
Yeah, I'll ask him if he can tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day. You can do it on the phone. That'd be great. He's probably still in L.A., so it might just work out that way. All right, Cappy, let's take a break. Coming up next.
What a show this has been. What a day.
It really has been.
What a day of energy.
Yeah, excellent energy.
Yeah.
All right. Huh? So we've already discussed the tough decisions. Now, I want to ask you this. Okay, LeBron, you've been very vocal about LeBron. How does a potential loss affect him? Him individually and him with this particular franchise? We'll get to that next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
6:23 on a live imaging Tuesday on Sonato and Cap. Time for Producer D to throw down something. Producer D, what do you got?
This right here is Drake's version of his diss to Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar, and it's titled Push Ups, Drop and Give Me 50.
Oh, come on now. We did that. We tried that. Cappy almost had a heart attack.
How about Drop and Give Me 43?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is big right now. It's a hit right now because he also responded to Rick Ross. Rick Ross had a couple words to say to Drake as well. So,
I mean, Drake's just beefing with everybody.
I have a question, though.
J. Cole, too, right?
J. Cole, too, now. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think that, like, Drake gets dissed by somebody and then he goes, all right, hold on, y'all. And then he goes and he sits down and he writes a couple of bars, right? And then he goes into the studio and he records and then he immediately fires back. I mean, how do you think it does it happen that fast?
Fire.
I'm not gonna lie to you. He has a lot of writers, like a lot of artists do. So he has a lot of ghost writers, what they call.
They collab.
They collab and they kind of, you know, throw in their 2 cents, you know, and they call it, you know, it's collaboration.
Yeah, but does it happen fast? Like, hey man, did you hear what they said about me in that song?
So when Future and them dropped theirs and because they did a whole album, It took Drake about 2 weeks to, you know, release this one because he kind of wanted to hear what everyone else had to say. So,
NGL, huh?
So he's dissing Kendrick Lamar in this one. He's dissing Future. The Weeknd, right?
The Weeknd
J. Cole.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's somebody else I feel like that I'm missing.
Why everybody be dissing, man? Why can't there just be love and harmony?
Well, I feel like also some of this could be manufactured. I could be wrong, but
they're doing all this to kind of get, you know, because the rap game lately has been kind of
quiet.
It's been quiet.
Soft,
it's been kind of iffy. So
it's been soft.
This is their way of showing, like, you know,
I'm bad.
We're still the ones. You know,
I'm bad.
We're talking
man.
About.
I'm a bad man. Yeah, I'm the
You're
one.
Bad. We're
I'm
bad.
Bad
I'm bad.
I'm bad, man.
So bad, I should be in detention. I'm bad, man.
You should do a diss track to somebody here.
You know, I like that concept. I do like the concept. Big D, you want to do a collab?
Let's do it. Can you get Romeo on your radio?
Oh, Romeo on your radio will definitely produce a beat for me.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
You got Romeo now on your side, you know? Yeah. You had him do the roll call thing that one morning
right.
for you.
So,
you know?
Can you give us a hint on who you, you know?
Who you going to take out?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of targets around the radio station. I don't know, man.
Don't start.
A lot
of targets. Start. I don't have the energy for you to start again.
A lot of targets around the station. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You should be kissing everyone's feet at this radio station.
Should I be?
Okay. From bottom to top. Okay?
From top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top?
You should be kissing our feet and thanking God we give you 3 hours of airtime every day.
Okay. So, all right. Well, then you're first on the list.
Go ahead. What do you got? And by the way, do you think that that is a smart strategy?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I actually think that's a very smart move. I do indeed.
Listen, I
Morales,
just...
gonna mount him,
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not. I'm not gonna let you mount me anymore if that's what happens.
Well, I mean, the way you're sharing ribs with Mason, I mean, it doesn't look like you want me to mount you anymore.
Oh. Are you jealous?
Yes. Yes, I am. I admit it. Do you know that today I sent Bergman a text and it was a heart? And he said, what's this all about? He goes, what is this? He goes, because you see that Mason and Morales are sharing a rib, so now you're sending me heart emojis?
What's this all about?
Yeah, what's this heart thing all
about?
By the
way, Bergman threw me out of the studio today. Out of the control room.
He said you were making him nervous.
Well, you were wired, like you had been doing.
I was ready. I told you I was ready for this show since 9 a.m.
When you got here today, it was like you came from a Scarface party or something.
Yeah.
You were pacing back and forth.
I was ready. Yeah. I was ready. I was getting myself ready. Yeah, he says I was too loud with Jacob and Jason Roberts. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll leave.
Well, you got to focus.
Yeah, no, I like that he threw me out. I did.
Yeah.
You do need to focus.
Yeah, I like that he threw me. I like that he threw me out.
Mm-hmm.
It shows Bergman has some spine, baby.
Oh, ooh. Boy, come on.
Does it have to be
what
like
do you mean?
That?
Come on, why do we got to do
come
that?
Come on, man.
No, that's not like that? A diss. That's no, like, that yo, is, I like that he's like, yo, sit down, get the bleep out of here.
Nah, that's no, going on the diss track.
Let's get these diss tracks rolling,
that drop right there, I'm glad Bergman showed some spine.
No, that's not a diss.
That's going in the Mason Ironwood Open.
That's not a diss track. He showed me spine. He kicked my ass out.
Well, it's going on the diss track.
I mean, listen, don't make me start dissing you.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I think, Georgie, I think maybe you and I should collab on a diss track.
On Morales?
Just everybody. We just take
the whole station?
You know what we do?
We should do it for the opening of the Mandy's.
First of all, that would be like, do you imagine how mad people would get if we did that, though? I mean, it would be hilarious. And if anyone would be able to pull it off, it would be you and me. But it would make everyone incensed for sure, which we already do, so it would fall in line to kind of what we do. But
I will tell you this, my ghostwriters.
You probably do have ghostwriters.
I just hit my face with this microphone when you said my ghostwriters.
I'm going to tell you who my ghostwriters are, okay?
No, and you can't do that. They're ghostwriters.
Okay, well, I won't tell you who they are, but I will tell you this. These guys know how to diss everybody at the station already.
Okay.
Oh, is this the CappyCast people?
No, not the CappyCast people.
I mean,
people.
Listen, the Kamenetskis did a pretty good job of roasting everybody.
We don't like those big market LA guys making fun of us.
No, it's since now you've outed my ghostwriters, I think the Kamenetskis could be a really good ghostwriting team for me on my collab. I like the idea, George. I do. Me and you at the Mandy's. I think we need a number. I do think we need a number at the Mandy's.
A number like you and I, like,
yeah,
we're performing at the Tonys.
Correct.
We say this every year, and you guys don't come up with anything.
No, right. It seems. I mean, excessive.
No. I think this year is the year because we got DJ Big D, okay, and he's going to spin the tracks.
No, he's not spinning any tracks.
Yes, he is. He'll spin the
he's
tracks.
Sitting and watching the show.
No, he'll. Spin
we don't
the
ask
tracks.
Everybody to work on that day. We just have people to show up and celebrate.
Well, I think Big D could.
And
could
by
really
the way,
help
why
out.
Do you think that? Do you know how to DJ?
Big D?
I don't know how to DJ.
Yeah, why did you just assume he knew
why
how to DJ?
Well, he's sitting there. He's playing the music, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's not spinning sacks of wax.
You don't need no turntable. All you need is a Mac computer,
twos,
Jack.
Man. What is this?
Come on, man. I'll teach you. You see, this one? That's why I always say, man, I got to teach you a lot of stuff, Big D.
Is that right?
And now I got to teach you how to DJ.
Is that right?
And I'll probably have to teach you how to MC, too.
We could get Marcellus. We could maybe get a whole deal done. Where we get Marcellus to DJ the Mandy's and come back to Afternoon Drive.
Wow. Marcellus and Sedano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a second. It's Marcellus and Sedano, not Sedano and Marcellus?
Nah, he'd go first.
Oh, he would, huh?
He's OG.
Not that dude?
He's OG.
Okay, gotcha.
You know?
What did Chris just
got to show respect
now?
To the OG.
He ordered a bunch of sushi.
Oh, really?
I mean, you and I should play Marcellus in pickleball. Apparently, like he's like this pickleball phenom now.
Is that the case?
He's like playing. He's got a pickleball court in his house now. Apparently, I saw on Instagram.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys see? Oh, have you been to Target lately? I walked into Target a couple days ago, and as soon as you walk in, it's like they have the entire opening section is all pickleball. They got pickleball paddles, balls, like shirts, tank tops. It's like all pickleballed out.
I got these neighbors, and every Sunday, these neighbors eat up the entire street so cars can't get by, and they tape off a pickleball court, and they're all sitting outside with coolers of beer, and they're drinking, and they're playing pickleball in the street.
Don't you have an HOA?
And I'm like, no, I don't have an HOA. And I'm like, yo, people,
when,
like,
when your house is that big, there's no HOA.
I'm like, how do you get through?
Go join them.
Giant house.
You should go join them, Cappy. It sounds
well,
like fun.
Usually I go running by. You know what I mean? I go running by. I'm doing my running.
Like, hey.
You know it sounds fun, though. You should go.
It does sound kind of fun.
Yeah. Scott, do not talk to them. They're not rich enough to talk to us.
You know what I should do? I should bring my turntables out there and I'll
DJ. Two turntables and a microphone.
Yeah, I'll DJ and MC.
All right.
While I'm out there at the pickleball game.
Cappy, by the way, I just saw a BMO commercial. BMO. Mm-hmm. And you were getting on me. You were saying you didn't believe that I was watching the LAFC. As a matter of fact, I got home on Saturday after the Laker game. I turned on my Apple TV because I was listening in the car to Dave Denholm because we switched from the Laker game to the LAFC match.
Right.
And I caught the end of it. They were playing the Red Bull, the New York Red Bulls. It was a fantastic match. And in the 97th minute, I almost literally like jumped out of my bed because the Red Bulls almost scored a goal that would have put them up 3-2 in the 97th minute.
Was Benny in the bed or no?
Benny was in the bed.
No, I see.
And it hit the crossbar. Like, I was like, oh my God, it was crazy. So yeah. I was watching.
Do you know how to high five?
Does Benny know? No, I don't.
You
know
should teach
five.
Him that.
And then Max. I was watching our guy Max Bredos call the match.
Oh, Max! I remember Max.
Yeah, Max on YouTube TV.
Can a wiener dog like get up on its hind legs because it's so long? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So wiener dogs can do that, huh?
Did you did you send him to like
Terminal
like
H
a training place? No, not Terminal,
Terminal H.
Like, did he? Was he trained? Is he trained at all?
No, not yet. He hasn't needed to go to like puppy school yet. Okay. Like, we see him, he's like a pretty smart dog.
They are smart dogs.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Dachshunds are known for being very
smart.
Yeah,
he's pretty smart. So like, so far so good.
I feel like we need a Benny picture in like our group text at least once a day. At least I do.
I mean, once a day? That seems excessive.
Yeah. That seems like
once a week.
Much.
How about once a week?
Maybe once a week.
Once a week.
Maybe on Sundays.
Okay.
So Cappy, LeBron, he loses again. So it's funny. Speaking of the group text today, Lindsay was talking about how LeBron has only lost once in the first round, and I said,
"You said it's about to be twice."
And I said, "Yes, it's about to be twice."
Come on.
What's wrong, Morales?
Lindsay just came out swinging.
I set myself up
going
for
to
that
LeBron.
One.
Oh man, LeBron Jordan debates. Oh, you were having like a goat debate. Like I jumped in. I'm like, what is happening here?
You started.
No, I didn't.
You and Morales were having the goat debate
I need to
in
look
there.
Back now because I did not start.
Yeah, you did because you said like, oh, with this age.
You said you started with Michael Jordan saying something else first.
From last night. That was a tweet from last night.
Right, a text. Yeah.
I told you guys I went on Do Not Disturb after the fourth quarter.
So then the
I don't even know how to go on Do Not Disturb.
I know.
You don't know how to go on Do Not Disturb?
I do not.
By the way, Shohei Ohtani just hit a home run with an exit velo of
118.7. Oh, really?
Dodgers winning 4-1 in the ninth.
Top of the ninth.
Yeah. So
I wonder if he had some money on that.
So the
Stipe probably did.
He's in jail, bro.
Is he in jail? I don't know
not
if he's
yet.
In jail.
So, Cappy, if he loses in the first round again, so his Laker tenure would be as such, okay? It would be not make the playoffs the first year. He also got hurt. But
yeah, he was hurt that year.
Not make the playoffs, right? But they also had a terrible team around him.
Mm-hmm.
Second year championship. Mm-hmm. Third year first round exit. Fourth year didn't make the playoffs. And then fifth year...
Western Conference Finals.
Western Conference Finals, sixth year, bounced in the first round.
Right.
How do you view that tenure?
I don't view it as a success. I mean, listen, LeBron James did not come to the Lakers to deliver one bubble championship in an interrupted season that gave them an awful long time to rest and recover before the season restarted. And listen, I've heard everybody tell me it was the hardest championship ever. It was so mentally tough. Okay, that's fine. You can have that opinion. All I'm saying is that Nobody expected LeBron James to come to the Lakers and walk away with only a bubble championship, a Western Conference Finals appearance, and getting not into the playoffs twice and getting bounced in the first round twice. And I'll tell you this, George, if they were to get swept, and it really doesn't even matter, assuming they're going to lose the series. I mean, I think people will look at LeBron and go, you know, in the latter part of his career, he was still really great as an individual, but his teams weren't very good. And honestly, it was a younger man's game, and there was one team that he just could not solve for, and that was Denver. And you know what? Great career, all-time leading scorer, but man, the last 5-6 years of his career, he was good as an individual, but didn't really do very much in terms of winning.
Right. I would say that it would have fell short of expectations. I would agree with that.
Oh, I had a much longer way of saying that.
Yeah, you did.
Shocking.
Yeah. Well, I had to fill time because you were busy sucking down some sushi.
Yeah, I'm eating sushi, but my name isn't on the show.
Oh, no, but you do come in on Tuesdays and have a lot of things to say, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Cappy.
What kind of sushi are you having?
From our friends at Arashi.
Yeah, but what kind?
Like a spicy tuna roll and a little salmon. Lindsay, you also got like a rainbow roll. Yeah, I can't eat all that.
You said a rainbow roll.
You did say a rainbow roll.
Yeah. I love a rainbow roll.
By the way,
the shrimp on
so
the
Morales, DJ C Reels in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust says he would love to DJ the Mandy's. Just FYI.
Come on, DJ C Reels.
DJ Ray.
Oh, you've had him? Oh, he's the Lakers guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, DJ C Reels. Maybe.
But I'm sure there's other events you could DJ.
Yeah.
Go to Cappy's house. Just start spinning.
Yeah, no, but we could.
Dude,
right, he can do
that.
Other
party.
Events for us, right?
Yeah,
he can do the block party with the pickleball.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
That's true. And then Eddie 9894 says a solid diss track could potentially win bit of the year. Cappy,
that's a good point. I do feel like we have a. You know, I'll tell you one thing that's bothering me about bit of the year. I feel like too many people think that John Ireland's ChatGPT love letter on the air was better than me and Morales with the 22-inch glizzy.
No,
what does
don't.
It matter? Just nominate it and let the people see.
Yeah, let them decide.
That's all they have, Cappy.
It's
well,
a democratic process.
I would hate to have 5 nominations, 4 of them be us.
I mean, that
and
happens. I mean, that happens in like the Emmys. There's like shows that have like 4 of the 5 nominations and then they still lose.
I know, but I want to win.
Yeah. Big E says that your diss track could be the Morales dismount.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like the play on words. Not terrible.
Play on it. Never mind.
All right. Coming up next, because we're way over the break. Big deal or no deal, Cappy? We're going to get it right, take it away, Linz, but we got to go to break first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
It's your jam, Cappy.
Yeah. I be stroking.
6:40 on a live imaging Tuesday. On this day in 1993,
to the west,
the great Clarence Carter,
Clarence Carter,
released a song, "Strokin."
I be strokin.
This is an anniversary for us every year. We love to go and listen to Clarence Carter.
Clarence Carter.
He's strokin.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, yeah. We should just play this for the next 19 minutes. Free,
just let
free
it go.
Sleep out.
Yeah.
Like we change formats.
Oh, are we leading into Lakers talk tonight?
A special edition.
Oh, wow.
Yes?
Yes. Let me ask you this. That sounds like something you guys would say.
Well, I mean,
come on, Clarence.
Man, Connor.
We should have played this for Sliwa and let him answer the question.
We still can.
I be stroking.
Have you ever listened to the Lakers getting swept by the Nuggets in the backseat of a car?
How is this song played on the radio at this time?
Yeah, it was in the 90s. It was different.
Well, that's
90s. It was way before then.
It was like 1988, I think, wasn't it?
Well, no, on here it says 1983.
Oh, no, okay. Impossible.
On here it says 86, 1986.
Well, my sheet says 93.
I mean, I've probably copied and pasted from somewhere else.
It released in 86.
Okay, 86.
Yeah.
But so back then, isn't that something that I feel like would be like taboo on the radio?
Oh, gosh, no, man.
No, 86?
No.
Plus, Curtis Carter had a lot of hits. It was kind of like, you know.
This video's whacked out. Got like a cartoon.
I mean, that's when videos were videos because this was the original time of music videos.
Yeah.
What was it on the show that happened a while back where this song came up and like nobody had ever really heard of it?
None of us had heard of it.
Well, I had heard of it. Because I think I told the story that I used to listen to a talk show back when I was younger, and the guy would go like his, you know how we go out with
Bob Seger.
He would go out with Clarence Carter, stroking this one guy.
I remember that you were talking about the saxophone player or something from. Something.
Clarence Clemons.
Clemens. You accidentally called him Clarence Carter. And you're like, oh no, Clarence Carter's the guy who sings Strokin'.
Yeah.
And we were like, what?
Yeah.
Clarence Clemons, the big man from the East Street Band.
Yeah.
All right, I got a real quick Big Deal or No Deal.
Okay, go.
All right, so after the Pelicans beat the Kings on Friday to move on to the playoffs, Pelicans forward Larry Nance Jr. was asked in the postgame about how he feels facing the number one seed OKC in the West. And he immediately regretted his choice of words.
You know, respectfully, I'm betting on the Pels. I'm not betting. No, Johnson. I'm not betting. I'm not betting on anything. I don't own a betting app. None of that.
So obviously not a big deal, but do you think the fact that the topic of betting is now like so top of mind for players is a big deal or no deal, George?
Yeah, it is a big deal, especially after what Jontay Porter just, I mean, he's got a lifetime ban, so no question about it.
He said no Jontay in that.
Yeah.
Dude, that was hilarious. I saw when that happened, and he knew, like, oh, man, this was, like, way too soon after this whole Jontay Murray thing happened.
Jontay Porter.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah. He's Michael Porter's brother.
Yeah, Jontay whoever. Yeah. I had no idea who he was. I still don't know who he is.
Do you think he runs the PNR or no?
I think he owns the ATO. That's exactly right. I don't know who the guy is. I never heard of the guy until they started trying to talk to him about this gambling thing, you know? But seriously, the way Nance said that was hilarious, and I loved it.
All right, what's next? One more?
Yes, one more. So during a recent appearance on the Deep Cut with Vic Blends podcast.
Oh, Vic Blends again?
Vic Blends is back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Tom Brady last time. Who did he get this time?
Well, that was Tom Brady. Oh, no. Did you guys do this when I wasn't here or something?
Well, Vic Blends. Yeah, we did the Vic Blends.
Yeah, where Brady said he'd play again?
No. This is a different thing he said.
Oh.
So he went full-blown, like, get off my lawn. Here is what he said.
And I think the biggest problem with a lot of fucking kids these days, it's all about them. It's all about them, their brand, their social media. And then when it's about me and then not about us, well, there's no way to succeed as a team if all you're doing is thinking about how selfish it is for you to get attention.
So what he said there about, because I feel like that is part of, you know, that's part of sports these days. It's part of pro sports. So is what he said about it a big deal or no deal? Cappy, you go first.
That's Brady talking right there, right?
Yep, sure is.
Not Vic Blends, no.
No.
Vic Blends.
I don't know Blends.
Is Brady talking to a younger kid, too?
These bleeping kids.
Yeah, these bleeping kids.
I agree with Tom Brady.
Oh, yes, you do.
I do. I think that that there are fewer people who are about the team today, and there are more individual people who are more concerned about themselves, their brand, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, you can say, hey, you're an old guy. I mean, you agree with Brady, he's an old guy. But, I mean, listen, to me, we were talking about it earlier. If you're an NBA team, how do you build a team? With superstars or by drafting guys and cultivating guys and keeping guys around as a team? So I'm a team guy. That's where I'm coming from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all I would say is this. I half-heartedly agree with him. And by that I mean is that Lindsay's kind of onto something. You do have to have some sort of brand, but your brand should be your game first.
Yes.
And then that should be where you start the branding part of the equation. You need to be great at what you do before you start worrying about a brand. Like, don't be starting about a brand, worried about a brand before you're really great and reach the pinnacle of what you're capable of doing athletically as an athlete.
But now with NIL, I feel like these guys are almost being taught how important their brand is.
No, I do think that there's that. I think they can go hand in hand. But again, those kids are capitalizing on their amazing athletic talents at a certain level of their career. So
yeah, but it's also like, you know, the NIL and the transfer portal together, and the every year I'm looking for the newer deal, I'm looking for the better deal, that has replaced, not saying for better or for worse, that has replaced the this is my school, yeah, I take great pride in being at this place.
Yeah, just like, you know, the guys not playing in the bowl games and stuff, and the guys sitting out for national championship because they're more concerned about themselves and not the team. Right?
I'm a team guy. What can I tell you, man?
What would you do, Cappy, if you were a possible first-round pick and your team was playing for the national championship that year? Would you sit out?
No chance.
I wouldn't either.
Now, if my team was playing in the freaking, you know,
we're saying,
I don't
if you're
know,
playing in
Boise
the college
Bowl,
football playoff semifinals.
No, I'm playing, man. Come on.
Okay. That's it for Big Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. Alan Flores says, do the radio numbers drop big time after a huge Lakers loss? And I just responded to him. I quote tweeted in the Sedano and Cap Circle of
the
Trust.
Opposite.
Quite the contrary.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Total opposite.
Yeah.
Because not everybody is a soft Lakers homer like you. Okay? Some people actually want to hear the truth.
Not
other
many
than
people.
Other than, oh, it's all going to be okay because we're the Lakers and we win.
Yeah, a lot of Laker fans calling today, though, did have that sort of attitude. Like, wait a second, aren't you guys like the Laker station and you guys are already saying that they're going to get swept? Hey, listen, there's what you see and then there's what you hope. And what you see and what you hope are two different things.
What's funny is I feel like the non-Lakers stations are way more, you know, I don't know, way more critical. I don't know. John Ireland should start a podcast.
Why?
Because I feel like John's the ultimate like Lakers.
I mean, is that part of your diss track already? Like, what are you doing?
What's he going to do on his podcast?
Add that to the list.
He has a radio show every day.
My point was that it's all, you know, it's like all John Ireland talking about how it's okay. It's okay, Lakers fans. He soothes, you know.
And I like Alan Flores, by the way. Sometimes he's got some funny stuff, but on Twitter. But I, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be, guys, guess what? It's going to be okay. This radio station has survived many years of the Lakers not being great.
I mean, the 6 years before LeBron, as we've illustrated.
And by the way, that was back when we subscribed to Nielsen ratings. Ratings were through the roof when they were bad. Remember?
They were. Yeah. Well, that's when they started to really hate me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, who's they? I mean,
they?
You know, they. With all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
Yeah. No. That was my attitude, and look how that ended up working.
What would Sliwa do if I said, hey, by the way, I'm staying till 8 o'clock?
A live imaging Tuesday till 8 o'clock.
He might just start shaking. Right. I think my Comrex isn't working anymore.
All right. We've got Dealer's Choice, and then maybe let's pop Slee on if he's there. We'll do that next. But first, Cappy, tell them about your friends at eCentral.
No, I'm going to tell everybody about my friends at the California Cryo
California Bank. Cryo Bank.
Yes,
of course.
Yes, we're looking for people.
Help
young
people.
Men.
Help people.
We're looking for young, healthy men.
Viral.
Are you young? Are you healthy? Are you between the ages of 19 and 38? Are you able to work legally in Los Estados Unidos? If so, we are looking for sperm donors. Listen, I know it's tough out there, guys. Rent is expensive. Gas is expensive. Food is expensive. If I told you that you can make $1,500 a month for something that you're doing in your house for free by yourself, why not go make the money? All I'm telling you is this. There are a lot of people out there that want to have kids that can't for whatever reason, and you can help make their dreams come true, and you can make money at the same time. Apply at spermbank.com. That's spermbank.com. You got to apply. It's not automatic. So get that application in. The California Cryo Bank is looking for you.
5 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Shit out of it, Cappy. Final segment. That's our final segment music. We are watching in Washington right now.
We got drama. Dodgers have the... Oh, they just got through it.
It is a final!
Dodgers, the Nats had the bases loaded down 4-1 with two outs, and Evan Phillips had basically put all those guys on. Dodgers able to close it out. Woo!
Dodgers beat the Nats on this Tuesday evening, sucker.
Ooh, yeah. Just barely got it in. Nice, though. Nice work.
It was close, Cappy. We thought for a second that Evan Phillips was going to give up the yams.
Nice guy, Dave. You got that one. You got out of that one.
Yeah. So look
Who's
at that.
Who's a nicer guy? Who's a nicer guy?
You don't
guy?
Need
Dave
to go for
Darvin.
We gave you your Dodgers coverage right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
The thing is, again, Darvin Ham hasn't had the best team in baseball the last two seasons.
He hasn't had the best team in basketball. It would be
you
one
get
thing
all
if,
the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
Yeah, you're getting faded right now.
You don't one want thing any it was smoke. The best team in basketball, and then they choke.
Cappy, mm-hmm. give me a quick smoke. Dealer's choice because Slee is there
Slee's
for us.
There.
All right, dealer's choice. Slee can jump in here. You know, today, I want to just keep the whole Laker theme going today.
Yeah.
So we heard John Ireland's call, which was obviously, you know, hey, they won the game.
Come on, man.
Well, I mean, if you heard the call,
it right? He was subdued. He was like, Nuggets win.
Yeah, I want to hear the other side.
He's right.
I want to hear the other side, which is the Nuggets call.
Oh, hey, the Nuggets guy got it wrong because I've heard this call.
Well, sometimes that happens when you do play by play.
He thought the Lakers had a foul to give, which I was like, what are you talking? Like, I thought I was wrong for a second. I went back and watched the game again when I heard this call. But go ahead, play the Nuggets guy.
Hold on. First, we'll play John's.
Oh, John's call. I thought John's call was good because if you're the Lakers guy, you got to be subdued when they hit the
right,
shot.
Of course. They just broke your heart.
Yeah. So are we playing one?
Yeah. I was just waiting for you guys to finish talking.
Three-pointer for LeBron. No good. And here come the Nuggets with a chance to win it. No timeout. 10 seconds remaining. Game tied at 99. Jamal Murray's got it. 5 seconds left. Murray dribbles right. 3-2. Murray for the win. Good. Nuggets win it.
Place is going nuts.
I didn't hear the fun part here.
Good job of laying out, too.
Yeah. He did a great job laying out. Yep. Excellent usage of the layout, Cappy.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Now, do we have the altitude sports version of it? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I want to hear the Denver version because you got to figure the Denver guy's got to lose his mind.
Right, except he does get the thing wrong where he says the Lakers should have fouled him. But
okay, now I can't find it.
You can't find it? All right, well, then you go. We don't got it. Slee, you there?
Wait a minute. Wasn't this the whole point of the dealer's choice?
Yeah, we got it.
We got it. Hold on, Slee.
Just hang on. He's trying to load it.
Oh.
Oh, go ahead, talk to Slee while we load it.
Hey, Slee.
Get loaded, guys.
I'm thinking of staying until 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, stay here, bro.
Slee, live imaging
stay
Tuesday?
Here. Absolutely.
For Lakers talk?
Lakers
they
talk.
They love Chris chiming in and demolishing them. They would love that.
I mean, listen, they kind of deserve. I mean, did you didn't really expect anything different in this series, did you?
No, I thought it could be a series. I picked Nuggets in six.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I thought the Lakers can make it interesting.
And you don't get it, man. You're not from here, dude.
I love it. I did think that they could make it interesting. I mean, last night was interesting, but it was also
incredibly entertaining.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you can't complain about fouls, though, when you blow a 20-point lead.
By the way, isn't that funny, Sedona? Happened in the third quarter.
Right, yeah, come on.
Third quarter with the review, and they're going back 15 minutes later in the game and saying, remember that play that happened?
There's a million things that happened afterwards. Yeah. Right.
And how about D'Angelo's tweet, which like everybody saw it happen on national TV. I'm like, yeah, dude, okay, look, maybe I guess I just don't understand the rule. I thought it was a foul. I mean, that's what I thought. I thought when you smack a guy across the face, that's a foul.
Cap, you're right, and I think the – I don't think anybody's really questioning whether that call was there, but for everyone to mention it after the game, you know what that could be? It could just be, guys, we've lost 10 times in a row against them, and every time we think we're going to beat them, we lose again. So it could just be complete desperation at this point.
You know, were you not in Denver?
No.
Oh, see, that's the difference. Yeah. Well, actually, that didn't work last year either, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was playoff Slee.
Playoff Slee. Yeah, I thought I was there. I remember running into Slee in Denver last year, so that's why. But yeah.
Anybody see Jokic's brothers punch that dude in the face?
Yeah, you saw
night?
That? Oh, my God. NBA's investigating. But the guy took it like a champ, dude.
Oh, my God, he did. Because the Jokic brothers are a bunch of beasts. And the guy stood there, and he got punched in the face by like a guy who's 6'10". And the guy was coming down on him because he was up a row ahead of him. And he took that punch straight to the nose.
Yeah.
Cap, do you have any idea how much Jokic is making?
In terms of his basketball salary?
Yeah, just his contract.
I'm guessing $50 million.
Because whatever that number is, if I'm getting punched by the brother, that's what I'm coming in with my lawsuit. We're coming in right at that number.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to you don't want to mess with them, though. If you're trying to get something out of them, because you're going to get a visit from some Serbian friends, and you're not going to exist anymore.
Jokic used to tell stories that when he was a kid, his brothers used to tie him to a tree and throw knives at his head. Yeah. Like, they're crazy, those guys. Yeah.
Those are good brothers to have.
Yeah. Slee, have a great show.
Thank you, fellas.
You know, we'll make sure Chris doesn't stick around.
So, I'll get a cup of coffee. You and I will rack it for another hour
together. There you go.
Well, he's not going to stick around because no Jovan tonight.
Oh!
No Jovan.
Yeah, he's
who's
out
on the show?
Nobody.
Oh, today. What?
We're banging just calls.
Straightsley.
Banging
calls.
Just talking to our people today.
Straightsley. I love it. All right. Slee's coming up next with Lakers Talk. Great job, DeAndre, Lindsay, Christopher, the Circle of Trust, Cappy. We'll talk to you mañana. See ya, sucker.